This is 91.3 WYSO, and I'm Juliet Frumholt. Very happy to welcome some returning guests into the studio. They've been with us a couple of times over the years, but I think this is the first time we've had this configuration of the band live in the studio. So we're going to chat with them about what's up and about how you can go see them live. But first, let's hear some live music from the Smug Brothers.
Talk.
Smug Brothers live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We'll be back to chat with them and let you know how you can check them out this weekend at South Park Tavern and tell you all about their new album. Stick around, all that and more live music coming up in just a moment on Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
When one world's not enough, it's time to go around the fringe. It's Rev Cool, and I'm calling all you hip-shaking sisters and finger-popping daddies to join me for Around the Fringe, your Friday night dance party of the airwaves, right here on WYSO 91.3 FM and WYSO.org.
Around the Fringe, 8 to 10, Fridays on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by the members of the Smug Brothers. We've got Kyle Melton, Don Thrasher, Larry Evans, and Brian Baker. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Very happy to have you all in the house tonight.
Happy to be here.
Now, typically, I think every other time we've had the Smug Brothers, it's just been Kyle and Don.
No, Brian came once.
Did Brian? Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Okay.
Back when we had Mark Betts.
Okay. It's been that long, see?
Yes.
Now, from the three of you, we've talked a little bit about this before, but it's been the three of you for a while, plus a couple of other players. Now, Larry is relatively new to the group. You're an intern. Give us a little refresher on how the four of you got together and started playing, how Larry joined the group.
Well, you know, Shane Sullivan had been playing bass with us for a while. And we kind of got the sense that he was, on his way out because he just had so much going on with a variety of different projects and family stuff. And you know how life is. And I ran into Larry back when they were doing the first Last Waltz show, which he participated in. And I was covering a story for the Dayton Daily News. And I was actually talking to him. I interviewed him, and we talked for a little bit. And he was telling me he was looking to do something kind of indie rock-ish related. And I kind of filed that away in the back of my mind, thinking, well, that could come in handy. Left-handed bass player, plays with Rickenbacker. He's about my age. He has good taste in music. We talked about some things I knew what he was into. Just so happened, later that day, Shane actually said, I'm going to have to quit the band. So I passed along to Kyle that I'd talked to Larry and that he might be, you know, open to something like that. And then so from there, Kyle contacted Larry.
And,
yes,
and history was made.
I guess, but Larry was a little confused, I think, when Kyle first approached him.
Kyle asked me, did you talk to Don? He interviewed me for The Last Waltz. No, we wanted to see if you wanted to be a Smug Brother.
And I hadn't talked to him about that because at the time I didn't know that, you know, yeah. for sure.
Yeah.
And Larry, what's it like for you coming into this band? I know you were a fan before yeah. you were a member. So what's that transition been like for you?
At first, I thought there would be a lot of pressure, and I think I put a lot of pressure on myself. Kyle sent me a list of about 20 songs to learn, and I had just come off the Last Waltz show, and there was like 25 songs there. I was like, oh my God. But
and I'm no Robbie Robertson, so.
Well, I felt a lot of pressure, but the first time that I played with them, I felt right at home. They went overboard to make me feel comfortable, and it's been that way ever since, except for Brian. But
he has been a great fit, and we've been rolling ever since he joined the band. We've had a few delays just because of work and things like that, and he bought a new house and moved, Larry did, and
yes.
over the summer last year. So we got going, and we've had a few stops and starts, but now we're rolling. We got the new album coming out this weekend, finally, which we've been sitting on for a little while, but we just released an EP a couple months or so ago, so we feel pretty good about being smug right now.
I think the last time I talked to at least Kyle and Don, the EP was getting ready to come out, and there was a video, and now we're ready for the full album, and the celebration is this weekend. Tell us a little bit about Cabin Break.
We invited a bunch of people that we wanted to hang out with and play music, so Human Cannonball will be there, and Joe Andrew with the 84 Draft, and the Turkish Delights, and we were at South Park Tavern now, so it's going to be nice and cozy and intimate and fun.
Yeah, we had to change venues in midstream, kind of at the last minute, but it should be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Now, I know on the Facebook event for the show, you call it an inaugural event. Are you hoping to make this a yearly kind of end of winter thing?
We have all kinds of hopes.
Yes, but, so, but yeah. That is kind of the hope.
We'll take anything, you know. Any hope will
do. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, why not? You can call it inaugural. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
It's our way of trying to usher spring in a little sooner than it might want to. I mean, if we all get together and play some good music and, you know, commune together in the hippie sense, that will be good.
Now, you brought me the cassette copy of Strictly Triggers, the new album, On the Way to the Punchline. Is that going to be another one of the cassette releases through Gas Daddy Go? Or?
Oh, yes.
It yeah. is.
How's that format been working out for you guys? You've been doing it pretty regularly now. Are people digging the whole retro cassette kind of thing? Or
some people dig it. Some people look at us like we're idiots. but you know, I think they're cool. And in a way, you know, it's just a delivery system to get the music to there. Most people want it digitally. The cassettes come with a download code, so you can download it, put it on your iPod or your iPad or however you listen to that stuff and do it that way. But this way you got a cool little artifact that you can put up and look at.
It displays so much easier
yes.
on a shelf. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you can upright. Take it in your car. I still can't play vinyl in my car. So.
Right. See? Exactly. And people like them. We've sold them to, you know, Japan, Australia, the UK, you know, and people all over the country. So through Bandcamp, which is a really nice way to get the stuff out there. If people don't know, smugbrothers.bandcamp.com, you can get that stuff, or gasteadygo.bandcamp.com.
So now that On the Way to the Punchline is, you know, getting out into people's hands, I know it's been kind of ready for a while. What does the rest of 2014 look like for you guys? Are you hopping back into more recording projects? Are you going to try to focus on getting out live more? Or have you even thought that far in advance? I mean, I know that Kyle and Don, you have Dayton Music Fest on your plate, too, so...
No, we don't do stuff.
Never.
No, I mean,
you guys
you know,
are not busy at all.
No. Well, we'll probably play more live now that we got a good solid lineup and some records to promote and share with the people. But yeah, we definitely want to get back to recording now. We've already been working on some new material, so hopefully more recording soon. But we're going to do these on micro cassette. So.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That makes it better.
Even more exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah.
They sound great on answering machines, actually. It's not bad at all.
That could be a whole new thing. You guys could start
totally
a...
tapped into that.
Yeah. Start a movement right now. It started here. moving forward from this Saturday, which everybody should check out at South Park Tavern, do you guys have any other big shows in the works, or is this kind of the...
No, yeah. March 8th, we're going to be at Rockstar Pro Arena with Don's old cohort, Swearing at Motorists. And O Condor and the Holy Smokes.
Should be a fun show.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
They're all great.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, now that you've got On the Way to the Punchline ready to go, and I know you guys gave me some recordings of it, probably right when you had finished up the recording process, listening back to that stuff, is it, are you tired of it, or are you still, like, into it, having, you know, recorded that long ago?
Yeah, interestingly enough, like, I, you know, it still put it on, and it's fun to listen to still, and, you know, we still enjoy playing the songs. What are we, like, almost 3 years into some of these, and it's like, yeah, there's still a lot of fun, so.
Yeah, we are still enjoying them, and we're still actually trying to learn some of the songs on the album, because we've never played them live, and so we've been getting those ready for the show, and stuff like that. So that's always kind of fun, because, you know, the way we work is not like a traditional band. When it was, for a long time, it was just Kyle and I recording drums and guitar, and then we'd layer everything on top with Daryl Robbins, or either on the four track ourselves. And we still work that way, but, you know, as a band, we're kind of working towards working more traditionally, I guess, sometimes. But so anyway, we never really learned the songs. We'd learn them, record them, and then they would sit sometimes for a couple years, and we wouldn't even finish them. So some of these songs have a shelf life of maybe 5-6 years. I don't know.
Something like that.
Now that you've got the four of you in a solid lineup, has that changed the way that you're tackling writing these days? Or have you even gotten that far into the writing process with the new lineup yet?
I don't know. I don't really tackle writing. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, yeah.
I mean, Kyle's the primary songwriter. So, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak exactly about how his songwriting goes. But, I mean, he still comes up with the majority of the stuff, and a lot of times the arrangements too. But we've done stuff as a band where we kind of, he shows it to us and we've learned it. There's a few new ones we build up that way all together and actually demoed them in the practice space and all that, which is something we don't really get a chance to do too often. And those are some of the new stuff we're working toward, and we're pretty excited because they're good songs and a little different than what we got laid down. So
nice.
And for me, walking in, usually my background in bands, you would struggle to write songs and get ideas, and not that it was such a chore, but still, it was a work that had to be done. And with Smug Brothers, Kyle has such an incredible backlog of stuff just waiting to be brought out and brought to life, and it's a blast. It really is.
That's going to be exciting as a player to sort of walk into something and
I'm a big fan. Like I said, I would be a fan whether I was in the band or not, and that's the truth. And I'm going to cry now.
Destiny.
Tender moments.
Group hug.
Yeah, yeah. It's happening on the radio. They can't see it, but you guys are all. But come out Saturday night to South Park Tavern and check out the Smug Brothers. They're going to be celebrating the release of the new album. It's called On the Way to the Punchline. They're going to be joined on stage by the 1984 Draft, Human Cannonball, and the Turkish Delights. And you can get your very own copy of the new album. And if you, for some of our out-of-town listeners, can't make it out to the show, they've got it on their Bandcamp, which we'll get a link up to on our Facebook page, or facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, shall we hear some more live ones?
Sure.
Sure, let's do that.
All righty. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and hear some more live music from the Smug Brothers. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stick around.
Everything I do going to be funky.
In a world where music has no boundaries, one radio station, one DJ will risk everything to return Dayton back to the land of funk. Go behind the groove with your host,
Radio Basim.
Get behind the groove after Around the Fringe Friday nights on WYSO.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Our guests tonight are the Smug Brothers. They're going to celebrate the release of their new album. It's called On the Way to the Punchline. The show is Saturday night at South Park Tavern. They'll be joined by all kinds of great local bands. But first, take a listen to them right now, live in the WYSO studios.
1, 2...
So we tell
dance like they say. Over like big stars, fall behind just like today.
It brings the time.
Smug Brothers live in the WYSO studios. Check them out Saturday night at South Park Tavern. It is a celebration of the release of their new album, On the Way to the Punchline. They'll be joined on stage by the 1984 Draft Human Cannonball and the Turkish Delights. We've got all the info on the show and how to get the album on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Juliet.
Thanks, Juliet.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Check out the Smug Brothers, like I said, Saturday, South Park Tavern. All the info, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Get a copy of the new album and check them out on the stage, joined by these guys. Here's the Human Cannonball.